And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they still disbelieved for joy and were marveling, he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" And they gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate before them. In the holy name of Jesus, amen. Amen. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia. I know it seems only a few weeks in, 3 weeks in, that our Easter festival is starting to slow down a bit. Not quite as festive as it was at the Easter Vigil or on Easter Sunday morning. And that's because the celebration of our Lord's resurrection is actually pretty ordinary. Yes, we have special occasions throughout the year that we gather that are more festive than others, as we remember specific acts, in that case the act of salvation and the resurrection, or Christ's birth, his incarnation. But most of the time, it's like that evening there in the upper room, the disciples behind locked doors, Easter Sunday evening, and Jesus shows up. He shows them his hands and his side, and they have a meal together. Well, that's actually what he does for us every time we gather, isn't it? He comes and he appears to us and he preaches to us. He teaches us his word. He comforts us with his resurrection, his death for sins and his resurrection for life. And then we have a meal together as he gives us his body and blood to eat and to drink for forgiveness, life, and salvation. So it's pretty ordinary that Easter Sunday evening, not all that extraordinary after all. And then also the words that he speaks are, well, they're as repetitive as it can get. As he says, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." There's actually only one sermon that is told in the Bible. The Old Testament is really one long sermon, as Jesus just said, to preach and to teach the promise of the Messiah and what we should expect of him, even particularly that the Son of Man should, or the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead. He says that's what the prophets and the Psalms and the law of Moses teach, that his death and resurrection was, well, it ought to have been their expectation that this is what would happen. That was the sermon that they had heard from him for the last 3 years. It was the sermon that those who came before their fathers and the fathers before them, even Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, David himself, or also all the way back to Adam. This is the sermon that was preached and was heard by God's people. The Christ is coming, he will suffer and die, and on the third day rise to give you life in his name. That seems kind of astounding to us to think that the Old Testament testifies of Christ, but of course, if you pay attention to the congregation at prayer, whether you watch online or you do it yourself, you'll note there's all sorts of hints throughout the whole Bible that this is the story of the Christ suffering and on the third day rising from the dead for repentance and forgiveness of sins. That's the cyclical story of God's people. Over and over, they fall into sin and error and idolatry and unbelief. God heaps heavy burdens upon them. They repent. They turn back to God for help, and in time of help, the Lord forgives them and restores them to faithfulness until such time as maybe they abandon the preacher or the preacher dies, and then they return to their former idolatry, and the cycle repeats. This is the cycle of our daily life. This is the cycle of the divine service. We gather, we confess our sins, the Lord repents us, forgives us, and restores us to life again in divine service. This is the ordinary story. This is exactly what we should expect to have happen. So then when we go to hear from the evangelists the apostles, whether it be St. John in his epistle or St. Luke in the Acts of the Apostles, another astounding thing we find there is that now that the church has been set free in the forgiveness of sins, they keep preaching the same message. Even in the chapter that we read, immediately before what we heard, St. Peter and John appear before the high priestly family, I can't remember all their names, Alexander, Rufus, John, and one of the others. And these high priestly family ask why they were preaching in this name, in the name of Jesus, and that they should cut it out. They too are concerned about the lame man who is now healed, by what authority they had done such a thing. And astoundingly, Peter preaches to the high priestly family there the same sermon that we actually hear him preach to the people who throng about them to maybe get a bit of that power of healing that they had bestowed on the lame man there in the temple. The same sermon that you crucified your Savior who came to you, but as was foretold by the prophets, or in this case by Abraham and by Isaac and by Jacob, he would be raised from the dead. And that we are witnesses to this resurrection, and now we preach to you, repent and be forgiven in his name. As you keep reading in the book of Acts, this is Acts chapter 3, if you keep going all the way through until the very end, the very last chapter, I think chapter 26, you find St. Paul preaching this same sermon. Which means then that we who are part of the Holy Christian and, as we confess, Apostolic Church, we've been given the same marching orders as the apostles. We've been given to go and to preach Christ Jesus crucified and raised on the third day, that repentance and forgiveness of sins be pronounced in his name. I forgive you in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ. You heard this already today. This is the ordinary life of the church. It always was before Christ came, looking forward to his coming. And then, of course, in the midst of his actually accomplishing the work that was foretold, and now into the life of the apostolic church, we ordinarily, this is the message we hear. Repent, turn away from your sins, return to Christ for forgiveness, and live in his name. It may not seem all that extraordinary then. This night might not seem quite as festive as Easter Sunday did, or even the Easter Vigil, where we gathered with our friends from Emmanuel. And yet, even that day was just as ordinary as today. Be forgiven, receive Christ, and enjoy a meal with him. In the holy name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
We thank you for listening to this podcast from St. John Evangelical Lutheran Church, Sherman Center, in Random Lake, Wisconsin. If this podcast is of benefit to you, please consider supporting the work of St. John by visiting stjohnrandomlake.org, that's stjohnrandomlake.org/support, and give today.